as you authorize your destiny. So when they're saying authorize your destiny, it's like really signing off in the past, really letting go of the traditional format of how you exist on Mother Earth. Because this is the time of awakening. This is the time that you have been preparing for lifetimes. And so the more that you can allow that transference of consciousness to occur effortlessly, it shall. What's going to hold it up is the mere thought of resistance. So the resistance is the clinging. And the clinging is, I have to report to my old story. I have to report to my old wounds. I have to report to my old bondage. So if you don't have any place else to go, like, what's a girl to do? But we are now reporting to our favorite sunshine. So our favorite sunshine is our heavenly glow, is our heavenly chi, is our heavenly light at last. So when I said our heavenly light at last, it was like the energy in our sacred heart is self-adjusting. So we want to get that feeling of buoyancy, of levity, of lightness, anything where it's almost like bouncing. It's like, so if you're bouncing, you're not tethered, you're not stuck, you're not retired, you're permitting sort of a transference of allowance. So it's like who wants to go to the next whatever, and you raise your hand, I will. That's what we want to do. We want to allow our alignment to rise. We want to allow our discussion of faith, meaning who we believe we are, where we believe we are, and who we believe everyone else is, to be self-adjusted outside of time. So that means we're still functioning with the body, but we're aligning with a new truth, with a new destiny, with a new, and when I keep saying new, they're kind of cautioning me because it's new in terms of what we were attending to yesterday. But it's not new in terms of who we truly are, because we've been attending to the very best all along. So anything where you can receive yourself in volumes. So receiving yourself in volumes is, I receive myself in the old reality as well as the new. So receiving yourself in volumes is you allow yourself to dance. You allow yourself to orchestrate. You allow yourself to illuminate, you allow yourself to go beyond that past constriction. So that past constriction is, remember, we all still have these old beliefs tied up in our story of sorrow. And we all have a story of sorrow because that's what, when we take the dualistic approach and we take 3D reality vibes, it's all set up to bring forth that unconscious guilt, to bring forth that separation anxiety. So we all have those trappings. So it's not like, oh my gosh, there's something wrong with me because I still have those trappings. That's the whole point, is you're learning now to self-adjust. So just imagine a ribbon on a present. You know, some are purchasing presents these days. So a ribbon on a present, and so once you undo the ribbon, the ribbon's gone. You literally have to take force to tie it again. But if you don't, it's unwrapped. And so that's how we want to feel. We really want to feel that we can expect a miracle. We can expect a new approach. We can expect that higher dance to just sort of like effortlessly ignite, reunite, align with us at last, as we will surrender. So the surrendering is, we're surrendering to our higher self, we're surrendering to the light, we're surrendering to love, we're surrendering to truth. So we want to really feel that there's a pulsation upon us. So it's not like just another day. So that is all of the old regime, all of the old pastime. Well, just imagine like life going on kind of like mechanical soldiers. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, blame, blame, anger, anger. We think that's occurring in the outer. So why are these countries still doing this? Why don't they come up with a higher plan? But the truth is we still do this. So any place where we're still holding an argument with ourselves or another, where we're still holding a resentment, where we're still holding defeat, we're doing the same thing. So in other words, we're still causing, creating pain. We're still believing in suffering. If we were hurt, the answer is going to be love, and we have not always responded with love and compassion and empathy. You know, so some of what we're still sort of working out and releasing are within our own hands. So in other words, every time we keep thinking, if only the world would do this, or if only my father would understand this, or whatever, we want to remember that the world is really our thoughts. It's really in our mind. So what we're shifting, what we're changing, what we're healing to create a new reality is right within our heart. So we really want to feel the empowerment of that, that we don't have very far to go, that we don't have to go to India, we don't have to like whatever it is that you think you need to go open up to your next step. You may want to, but we want to honor our first placement first, meaning like really allow what is already being provided, what is already being announced, what is already being suggested. So some of us may be, I don't know what they're talking about, I don't hear anything. But if you listen to your heart, you will. Because the mind is just going to keep repeating yesterday. It's going to keep repeating an old story. It's like, oh my gosh, don't you have anything new to say? So we want to remember that it doesn't know. It doesn't know who we really are. And we're allowing that transference of faith to occur immediately. Immediately is, I know what my thoughts have to say. I don't need to hear any more of that. What do you have to say? I'm interested. I want to know. I want to receive a new vibe. I want a new vibration. I want a new frequency. I want out of here at last. So out of here is, remember, when we keep endorsing the old story, we're creating our own boundaries. We're creating our own limitations. So when we're trying to blame the rest of the world, we really need to look inside, because we have endorsed our own parameters, our own boundaries. And when we think about the quantum field, we're all over. So this is what we're doing. It's like, as we dropped yesterday, as we let go of that which no longer has emphasis, no longer has interest, it's like dropping fences and allowing yourself to fly, allowing yourself to levitate, allowing yourself to move into new realities. So receive that in your diamond heart. Receive that heavenly glow. And so there's an element of trust and faith in this, because you don't know where you're going, your linear self, I should say, but your higher self does. So we're trusting that higher self. We're trusting that divine union at last. And we're saying so, meaning we're making the agreement. We're signing on. We're announcing. So agree, agree, agree. Oh, it's so beautiful. I just watched someone just sort of like hand all of the old distress. Like, you didn't even have to check it out, look at it. You got it. Like, out of here. I forgive, I erase, I release. Because you really got it. It was like the only way that you're going to be able to honor that light. Because that's the whole thing. If we're holding on to the old dust bunnies, then there's no room for that new endorsement of light to come in and proceed. So if you want a really good motivation for this, that's it. Because in order for the light to come in, it has to be announced, meaning it has to find room. So that's what you're doing. It's like when you're releasing your dollhouse of the past, it's so the new furniture come in, so the new accessories can come in. Receive, receive, receive. Ah, beautiful.